And this is Total Information AM on KMOX. I'm Megan Lynch. Well, it's been a while since we've talked with travel writer Bill Clevelin, and that's because he's been on a month-long visit to Virginia. He stopped in more than two dozen small towns in the state that he's featured on his website, BillOnTheRoad.com. I also follow him on Facebook. He joins us this morning with some highlights. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning, Megan. How's it going?
It's going well. I have to ask, why Virginia? Now, obviously, the foliage was beautiful while you were there, but what made you choose the state?
Well, you know, twice a year, I try to do what I call a small town tour. You might remember back in May, I went to Kansas and spent about a month there. And it had been a few years since I'd been to Virginia. And I thought, well, what a great opportunity to go and check out some small towns there. And then, as you mentioned, the fall colors, I knew I'd be there at the end of the month, end of October. And boy, those did not disappoint. I don't know if you said you follow me on Facebook for folks who want to see some of these colors on the Bill on the Road Facebook page. They were just unbelievable. And yeah, it was an amazing trip.
Well, talk about the state parks, the amenities. You know, what are the highlights of your trip there?
Well, you know, as I always say, for me, the best part of doing my job is just meeting nice people. And all throughout, I mean, seriously, for a month, and I just went nonstop every day, I had no rest. I had something to do every day and just met so many nice people everywhere I went. And, you know, I didn't realize, I guess, how big Virginia is. It's actually a pretty big state and lots of small towns everywhere that you go. And I mean, I had plans to stay in about 10 of these towns. And then, you know, kind of in between my travels, I'd find, you know, two or three others that I'd, you know, pop in and grab some lunch, or I'd, you know, go to see a museum or whatever. And so I bounced all over the state. Some really cool things that I saw. If folks go to my Bill on the Road Facebook page this morning, they'll see a video from Bedford, Virginia. This is one of the places I stopped. It's home to the National D-Day Memorial, which is just this just beautiful, wonderful tribute that everybody should see at least once. It's huge, but very well done. Downtown Bedford's like, you know, any small town that you would hope for, you know, small town charm, great little shops and places to eat. I'm a big history guy, so I found that Thomas Jefferson had his personal private retreat in Bedford County. It was called Poplar Forest. And nobody really knew about it at the time. Like, he didn't have, you know, dignitaries over. It wasn't a big deal like Monticello is. And it was just a neat place to go. It was just for him and his family. And that was really cool. People can tour that still. I mean, gosh, you know, great wineries, beautiful back roads. You're near the Blue Ridge Parkway. I mean, I had so much fun. I think I had mentioned to you before that I went to, you know, Patsy Cline's house. That's in Winchester, Virginia. I'm a big Patsy Cline country music fan. Went to her place, found the gravesite of Dr. Pepper, for God's sakes. There was an actual Dr. Pepper in one of these small towns in Virginia. That's where Dr. Pepper was from. Not invented, but that the actual Dr. Pepper was from. So I went there. The whole thing was amazing. Had a blast.
I'm curious for you, you know, you talk about the small town tours that you do, and obviously Virginia is so steeped in U.S. history. How fun is it to see these towns that may have some, you know, outside the box history that maybe we may not know about in the books?
Well, you know, I'm actually working on a book now about presidential sites across the country.
And there you go.
I've been to so many of them, and I thought I didn't really need to write a book. But there are some that I had not been to. And on this trip, I knocked a few of them off my list. Colonial Beach, Virginia, for example, another really cute, lovely town right on the Potomac River, maybe 90 minutes from Washington, D.C., to kind of give you some perspective. There were two presidents that were born there. George Washington was born there. You can go to, now the house is not there anymore, but the site, the property, it's absolutely gorgeous, and they've got a great national park site set up there. And then James Monroe was born in Colonial Beach, and they have they've reconstructed the home that he lived in as a child, and you can go in and you can tour that. But I went to, I mean, Woodrow Wilson was from Staunton, Virginia. It's spelled Staunton, but they say Stanton for some reason. I don't know. And then you can go to his childhood home there. So, yeah, so much history. And it is pretty interesting to think about, like, you know, Virginia, it's kind of where it all started for the most part, you know. So it's pretty cool to see those things from the early days of the U.S.
Would you say it's an affordable location for families to go visit?
Yeah, absolutely. What's really neat, again, about Virginia is there are so many smaller communities. I stayed in one. Now, because of the hurricane that was passing through, I had had to kind of pivot a little bit. I arrived, I think the last time we talked, I was in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and this is right about the time that hurricane was just starting to impact. And so I had a couple of places I wanted to go cancel because they're like, you know what, we're underwater. The things we wanted to show you don't exist anymore, which was so sad. So I had to pivot a little bit, and I ended up finding, you know, some other small communities. One was called Rocky Mount. And it was, again, just this quintessential, wonderful, welcoming small town in Virginia, known as the moonshine capital of the world, right? So they had some history about back in the day when moonshiners really kind of ran this little town. But there's wonderful, you know, Airbnbs, and there's bed and breakfast locations. And affordability, absolutely. You can stay outside of these big cities and find a deal or two.
Well, Bill, so good to talk to you, and we look forward to your next travels.
All right. Sounds good. Have a good day.
You as well. That is Bill Cleveland, travel writer. You can find him on Facebook and on the web at Bill on the Road. We'll